with networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more. Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The latest tips and equipment to improve your game. The latest from the leaderboards and your favorite courses. This is Golf in the Northwest, an action-packed hour about everything golf. Now here's your host for Golf in the Northwest, Jason Swigard.
And a fine good morning to you all. It is August. It is the stretch run of our show. Four more to go? Yeah, four more to go. And then we kick into Ducks football taking over Saturdays here on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Everybody's starting to gear up for that. Practices are underway. And for the world of golf, the final LPGA major going on over in Wales this morning as we speak. Looks like we might get a tournament after two rounds. Look like it might be a fun walk for the leader, who is probably very unfamiliar to a lot of American golfers. Miyu Yamashita was trying to run away for the field, but the winds in Wales are bringing the field, her back to the field. It's the final regular season event on the PGA Tour. They will cut it down to the top 70 in the FedEx Cup points race for the playoffs that begin next week as they get to the Tour Championship. Also, one of the final opportunities to get Ryder Cup points and impress the captain who is in the event, trying to stay in the top 10 for a whole lot of extra dough and bonuses. The question continues about Keegan Bradley. Should he be on the Ryder Cup team? I think it's going to come down to the players. I think if the players go to him and the guys that are automatically in, you know, the top eight dudes and say, nope, you need to be on this team. We need you. We got to win this. And say, we need you to play. Your vice captains, you've got some guys that have, you know, managed President's Cups and Ryder Cup teams before. They know what they're doing. You can still make the calls and get the pairings and all of that sort of stuff. And maybe playing out there might give you a little advantage once you get used to the course. at Bethpage Black, I think it'll come down to that. Unless for some reason he just gets in there and he says, you know what, I can't concentrate on everything I need to concentrate on, so let me just be the captain. But I have a feeling the players will convince him to play. So we got all of that stuff going on. We got a lot of things locally going on. Pardon me. We'll go to Corvallis down at 8:30. And Sean Airey has been the head pro down at Trysting Tree. You see it. You drive right in if you're going to Beaver Games. Right there on the right-hand side of Highway 43 before you hit the bridge and get into town. They are the practice facility for the Oregon State golf teams. One of the most playable courses. Very familiar. They are hosting the OGA's Oregon Men's Stroke Play right now, the 73rd edition of that. So they're doing that. They're going to host an NCAA Men's Regional in 2026. So the Ducks, Beavers, maybe some other teams locally, you'll have a chance to go down next spring and watch them, which will be fun. But he's been there forever, and he's one of the few guys that owns everything. He owns his own shop. He runs the beverages down there. It's a kind of a one-man show as opposed to a lot of these courses that are run and operated by, you know, conglomerates, Kemper Sports, Troon, Escalante Golf, you know, a lot of those sorts of things. But no, he's running his own show down there, been doing it for years. And so we'll get his thoughts on a whole array of things. Also curious maybe how the new world of college sports is affecting golf and some of the smaller Olympic sports. We know we talk about football and basketball and NIL and all of this money exchanging hands, but how are the sports? And I'm curious, he may not know, but NIL and golfers, because when you're playing collegiate golf, you are of an amateur status. So you also have in the world of golf, there is particulars about being an amateur about versus being a professional and how that is now changing or possibly changing for collegiate golfers. Because if you are performing, it also gets you, allows you to play in the amateurs, you know, the U.S. amateur, all of those sorts of things. Can you get sponsorship sorts of things? Is there a way to do it without violating the amateur? Maybe they're providing you with clubs and gear and equipment, and maybe the school arranges all of those things. I'll be curious to hear, because I know he's very dialed into Oregon State. So excited to talk to him and one of the longstanding members of the chapter of the Oregon PGA here. We'll get his thoughts. The Junior PGA Championship going on. That got some headlines because Charlie Woods was up near the top of the leaderboard, possibly going to play his way onto the Junior Ryder Cup team. We had a local player finish higher than him. So, yeah, hold your horses there. We'll go down that leaderboard as well. But look who's here at Schultze. Hey, good morning, Schultze.
Hey, happy Saturday. Happy weekend. It's
I know.
It's a nice, cool Saturday, which
it's going to be great.
If you know me.
We actually haven't had too much extreme heat this summer. There's been and when it's happened.
Too much for me.
Oh, no. I think compared to some previous summers, we haven't hit triple digits.
You're right.
And usually when we pop into the 90s, it's been for a couple of days, and then we come right back down.
But every time it says the 80s, it still feels like 90. I think that's what I have to measure about.
No, I think this has been one of the mildest, most temperate, most enjoyable. What I hate are the evenings where it doesn't dissipate.
Yeah. If you don't have AC, you're screwed. And in the valley, the air kind of stagnates.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
No, this has been, and I think golf courses, and we'll talk to Sean about that, how they've been able to maintain it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice summer for golf. Absolutely.
No, it's been fantastic for golf here. How's your game? Have you been able to start playing? Yeah. I know you get ridiculed a bunch, but...
No, I do. It's it was a goal of mine to, leading up to the FanGolf Classic this year, go at least to the driving range and get some swings in. So I've been to the links a few times. I live in Wilsonville, and it's just a nice, cheap, accessible course, Charbonneau right there. If I feel... You know, fancy. My buddy and I have been to Langdon once, but like I just felt like I wasn't ready for that yet, just at the driving range. So I went back to Charbonneau, and that's it's just figuring my swing out. So yes, that's what I've been doing this summer, just trying to hit the damn ball, really getting.
That's all we're all of us are trying to do.
Yeah. And for me, it's actually, I would say, like, the official start of my journey becoming a golfer.
Well, I will recommend, and we were out there a couple of weeks ago, but if you want to work on the short game, Chehalem Glen, just down the road in Newburgh.
Okay.
They have a great short practice facility. It's a little bit down the road. And so it's like 90, 100 yards, but it's got bunkers. It's got a green.
I love that.
And so you can really, because that, anybody will tell you, once you, you know, yeah, you got to find a swing and be able to get it off the tee and get it out there. But you can really go on and working on the short game, get those chips, understand how it's going to work. It's a great little facility. You can go down there for like an hour, get a bucket, start working on it.
I don't have to go to the children's course to do that?
No,
that's awesome. I love this. All right, Chehalem, let's go.
So, yeah, so head down to Chehalem there. So that's what we got lined up for you here. Apologies. My throat has been scratchy. I've been working on it. Can't seem to give it a break. It's been a long, long couple of weeks here getting us on the Fan Sports Network. But we will bear through. So let's get started like we always do and go inside the ropes.
It's time for an insider's look at the leaderboards, the latest on all tours, plus local golf events and the latest news. This is Inside the Ropes, part of Golf in the Northwest.
All right, we have three tours we are following. Champions Tour is off. They had their major last week over in Great Britain, so they will work their way back to the United States. But the Korn Ferry Tour, starting to wind it down. They are getting close. And again, this year, with all of the changes coming to the PGA Tour next year, only 20 cards on the line for guys on the points list. And this is event 20 of 26. It is the Utah Championship presented by Zions Bank and Intermountain Health. One of the longer-standing events there in Ogden, Utah, the Ogden Golf and Country Club, just a par 70, only 7,100 yards at elevation, and the guys are tearing it up. Taylor Montgomery playing down. He's trying to get back on. He had conditional status on the PGA Tour. He's in that purgatory, that in-between, so he dropped back down, playing this event, 14 under par, and a bogey-free 8-under 62 going into round three. He'll tee off about 2 o'clock this afternoon. But a 62 and a 64 has got him with a two-shot lead over Adrien Dumont de Chassart out of Belgium, who has been on the PGA Tour. He's trying to get back there, and you're starting to see this more and more, guys going back and forth. The name to watch, 18-year-old Blades Brown. At 10 under par, if he can stay in the top 10, he will get special temporary membership on the Korn Ferry Tour. He decided not to go to college. He's 18 years old, trying to do it on his own, go pro. And if he gets status, he could possibly be there. He's been in a couple of PGA Tour events on sponsors exemptions. And we see this, you know, we remember Ty Tryon from a few years back. Every so often, we'll see if somebody's got the game. And as popular as college golf has gotten, really filtering guys, the PGA Tour now has an affiliation with the NCAA golf where they are pumping in, you know, those top five guys. The number one guy in their points race gets status on the PGA Tour when he graduates or when he decides to become a pro, if it's within, I think, a year. Sometimes they have... you know, because of how they performed in the U.S. Amateur, if they have exemptions into a Masters or a U.S. Open, those sorts of things, they don't want to take those away. But it'll be interesting to see how Blades Brown does. He is 10 under, 4 off the lead. Alistair Dougherty, our main man, he's having a tough stretch. I think he's just worn out. We'll see if we can catch up with him before we are done this season. But just 1 under, could not get the flat stick going. Missed the cut. So right now he's about 55th in the points list. Will make the finals. He's got Korn Ferry Tour status, but again, his quest to get going. They will have Golf Channel coverage for this event 3 o'clock this afternoon on Golf Channel. PGA Tour final regular season event. They had weather. They had to finish up the second round this morning. The Wyndham Championship, Sedgwick Golf and Country Club in Greensboro, North Carolina. And Cameron Young, who's one of the top players since he came out a few years ago got his tour status. He's always keeping his card, can make the tour champion. I mean, he's going to make the playoffs. He started 40th, 15 under par. He is still looking for his first victory on the PGA Tour. It's his 94th start. He's had two runner-ups at the match play in 2023, 2024 at the Valspar out there in Florida. But this might be finally his chance to break through, get that elusive first victory. He's got a three-shot lead over Mac Meissner, Sung Jae-im, and Joel Damon. Joel needs to finish. I think second solo will do it for him. He is 101st on the points list. Right now projected 77th in a three-way tie for second. I think solo second will get him into the top 70. Joel Damon there, he was the first-round leader at 60 with a 61, 9-under. Followed that up, got hot late this morning as the weather cleared, but it's pretty damp out there. Hopefully it is drying up a little, but they're dealing with all that mugginess in North Carolina, hot temperatures. It's steamy, humid, thunderstorms in the area, so hopefully they can get back on schedule and get this one in. But you've got a couple of things going on. Obviously, the top of the leaderboard, will somebody get the two-year exemption into the Masters, into the U.S. Open, all that fun stuff. But the top 70 on the points list will get into the FedEx Cup playoffs that start next week. And a lot of guys on the bubble. Davis Thompson right now projected, he's in a log jam at 9-under par. He is the bubble boy, projected at 70th right now. Chris Kirk, if he can finish in the top 10, will get in. He starts the week at 73. So some familiar names. Gary Woodland, 75th. He would like to get in. Of course, his comeback from brain surgery is quite remarkable. And so he would be a fan favorite to see in the FedEx Cup playoffs. We'll keep an eye on that. Coverage this weekend. Golf Channel, 10 a.m. this morning. CBS will have it, and I believe they will start around noon today with coverage. We'll have to see how the weather. Sometimes they will bump it up a little bit. But the major going on this week, final major on the LPGA Tour, Royal Porthcawl in Wales for the AIG Women's Open. After two rounds, Miyu Yamashita at 11 under par had a three-shot lead over fellow Japanese player Ryo Takeda at 8 under, and then seven shots back to a logjam at 3 under par at 4 under. But right now, she has a bogey playing one over and is coming back to the field. American Andrea Lee, her only victory came here at Portland in 2022 out at Columbia Edgewater. And she's looking for a second victory, but she's got it rolling 6-under on her round today through 13. Didn't know if we were going to get a tournament, but the wind's whipping up in the afternoons. And looks like it's dry right now, but 10 to 15 mile an hour winds are really making things difficult and putting tee shots at a premium, a lot of crosswinds. Absolutely gorgeous there on the coast of Wales, but very exposed. And true link-style golf. It's been fun to watch. USA has it this morning. NBC will pick it up, I believe, at 9 a.m. But Miyu Yamashita, a name not too familiar here with the American players, dominated the Japanese LPGA Tour for a few years. Player of the Year in 2022, 2023, 13 wins over there. Came over to the LPGA last year and this year, having a great, great year. 15th in the world golf rankings. And so while unfamiliar to Americans, top 20s, I think, in all of the majors, couple of top 10s this year. So putting it all together at the right time, can she keep it together? The names people are looking for, Nelly Korda, struggling even through 13 at 2-under par. Lottie Wode had it going yesterday. The 21-year-old English woman who won the Scottish Open in her first professional start on the LPGA Tour last week. Tried to carry it over, but a triple bogey on 16 brought her back to 2-under. And so 2-under also. Anna Nordqvist is right there. Minji Lee, who won a major earlier this year. Lindy Duncan, we'll hear from her Journey player on the LPGA Tour, trying to break through, get a big victory, her first major there. So really an interesting leaderboard, but right now up at the top, it's about Miyu Yamashita. Can she keep it going? Had a 7-under round yesterday that was quite amazing and remarkable in the conditions. And Andrea Lee, the American, trying to chase her down. Charlie Hole in with a 6-under this morning. So that's where things stand as we are in the middle of round three for the final major of the season. We'll come back, little audio from the women, some of the top names, and on top of the leaderboard there. And then at 8:30, we'll go down to Corvallis Trysting Tree and longtime head PGA professional Sean Airey. Just getting it going here. Glad you're with us on this first Saturday of August. It's Golf in the Northwest on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
This is Golf in the Northwest on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
Jason Swigart back here with you, Golf in the Northwest. Sports Saturday following us. Joe and Rashad will be in here. We'll get back to the nonsense in Dallas. I think everybody appreciating a reprieve there. We've heard enough about Jarrah and Micah Parsons. And if you know my story, I'm smarter every day. Enough of that. Let's get back to the ladies out there in Wales. The leaderboard getting much more interesting in round three. Looked like a runaway there with the two Japanese rookies on the LPGA Tour having a healthy lead over the field. They have come back to the field. There was a logjam starting the day at 4-under, and one of the names there tied for third starting today's play was Lindy Duncan, who's been on the LPGA Tour now her 10th season. Four-time All-American coming out of Duke, won six collegiate events. I think there was a lot of excitement that she might be one of the top American players, but still looking 10 years later for her first LPGA Tour victory. She talked about just her play in general after two rounds going into the weekend.
I kind of struggled off the tee, so that was where my doubles came from on the first hole. I actually thought I hit a good drive, and it went through the fairway. And I had a really awkward stance and barely advanced it from there. So that was kind of an unfortunate start, but I did the same thing yesterday, making a double on the first hole. So I just knew there were going to be opportunities, and I tried to get the ball and play the best that I could, and my short game was really good today.
As it needs to be, playing true link-style golf. You've got winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, a little gusty, and a lot of them were crossed. When she talked about how the conditions are affecting the strategy, especially off the tee.
Yeah, I think off the tee, there's a lot of strategy because the fairways are sloped, so and a lot of the winds are crossed. So it's kind of hard to keep it in the fairway. So there's different strategies. I kind of put driver away today and just basically hit three woods, and that kept me in play for the last couple holes. That might be the case going into the weekend the same.
Unfortunately, two over on her round right now, and still on the front nine. We'll get an update here and see if we can see where Lindy Duncan went. Yeah, just getting to the turn, two over. With a couple of bogeys, yet to make a birdie on the round today. But one of those names that you'd like to see as we keep searching, so much pressure is on Nelly Korda to carry the flag for the American golfers out there. We haven't seen Rose Zhang much. She missed the cut. Haven't heard much. Obviously, Danielle Kang still dealing with back issues. She's had a not much of a season, so still looking for those young American golfers to come up and pick up the torch for some of the names that we've seen retire. Lexi Thompson, Michelle Wee, Brittany Lincecum, that we got to know over the last decade that are moving on to the next stages of their lives. Where are the young American players going to come from here? The young name that has taken over the game in recent, she was the number one ranked amateur, had a stellar career at Florida State, won the 2024 Augusta Women's National Amateur event, and then won in her first professional start on the LPGA Tour last week. That's Lottie Woad. Who looked yesterday like she had it going. She was at 5-under on the 16th tee, and then a triple bogey. Really unfortunate luck with an unplayable lie. She talked about her misfortune on the 16th.
Yeah, I think it's probably the toughest hole on the course. The tee shot's hard, hit the fairway, and then you've got free wood in into, you know, very strong wind. So anything that's missing the target is going to be exaggerated, so pushed it and got a pretty unlucky lie. You know, it wasn't too thick around there apart from where I was, so couldn't really do much with that. But, you know, two pars after that wasn't too bad.
So managed to get it in back at 2-under. She is there right now, even through 13 holes to play. A lot of excitement. A lot of pundits were picking her, I saw, to go out and win this thing. So, and I don't think it's the golf. I think maybe what came after it and all of the media, all of the attention at a new level, especially being over near home in England, probably took a little wind out of her sails. Energy-wise, but still a strong performance, tied for 23rd right now. So we'll see about that. Nelly Korda still looking for her first win this season. She's been consistently in the top 25 in seemingly every event, 13 consecutive cuts made, but can't seem to get it all dialed in. I think a lot of it has come down to putting. She talked about her second round.
Honestly, just really didn't capitalize on anything in the calmer conditions in the morning on the front nine, and then it kind of got really windy on the back, and Made a few more mistakes, but bounced back with some birdies. So overall, I mean, I'm not going to complain with even par.
And I think for her, it's just a matter of, man, when she gets the putter dialed in and has the ability to stack birdies, she certainly can go low. The ball striking as good as anybody on tour, figuring out the win, and is always the case with link-style golf in these sorts of conditions. You're subject to some funky bounces. She's even through 13 to play today, playing again with Lottie Woad at 2 under par. She's been enjoying the fun, though. She loves the crowds, loves everybody coming out to support, seems to be able to keep even keel. Well, here's some comments later on. I want to make sure we get to Sean down at Trysting Tree, but she was asked about, with the boon in women's sports across the globe, soccer, basketball, more women's professional leagues coming about, just where the LPGA fits into that and how they can kind of ride the wave a little bit. So we'll discuss a little bit more about that later on in the show. But when we come back, time to head down to Trysting Tree. Sean Airey, the longtime PGA head professional, joins us as we make the turn. It's Golf in the Northwest here on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the 6th year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicle's projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
This is Golf in the Northwest on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
Jason Swigart here with you, Golf in the Northwest, as we wind down the month of August, our four final shows of the season before college football kicks in. Many of you will be heading down Highway 43 to Reser Stadium this season to see the Beavs in action. And as you do, as you drive right by, you'll go right by Trysting Tree Golf Course. Go, oh yeah, I see that golf course all the time. Well, that's where we head now. And pleased to have joining us the longtime head PGA professional at Trysting Tree, the 2023 Pacific Northwest Section PGA Merchandiser of the Year. There, among many accolades he's garnered over the years, a fixture in Corvallis, Sean Airy. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. How are conditions there in Corvallis this morning?
Well, Jason, thank you for having me on this morning. It is absolutely a perfect day for golf out here at Trysting Tree.
Well, and you've got, as we mentioned earlier, the 73rd Oregon Men's Stroke Play Championship going on. This is one of the bigger amateur events in the state of Oregon, the OGA putting this one on, and a little bit of history in round one with a course record performance.
Yeah, one of our locals, one of our teams, Oregon State men's player, Colin Hodgkinson, had a wonderful round of 62 yesterday, absolutely a perfect round of golf. And the golf course wasn't set up easy. I know what Brent did for the tournament, how he set it up. It was fairly close to what we did last year. Ryland Johnson actually shot a 62 last year in our men's golf invitational for Oregon State last October and shot 62 as well. And that was only about 100 yards longer than what we played yesterday for the men's stroke play. So, yeah, it was really an exceptional round of golf because really, really a strong field. And he shot 62, and the best score posted after that was 68. So a phenomenal round of golf.
Yeah, they've got another round today. It's nice going to the first tee with a six-shot lead. And so we'll see if he – and a lot of local knowledge, obviously, they're playing, playing that course. That's where they practice. We'll start there. The affiliation, a long time with Oregon State. They've got a nice practice facility there. It's one of their home courses. You're going to host an NCAA men's regional next year. What's it like to kind of be affiliated with a major Division I university with those golf programs?
Well, yeah, you know, it's fun because I've been here 34 years and I got to see all the kids come through, and now I see their kids coming up now. It's been kind of fun to see that. But, it, you know, Trysting Tree is actually owned by the Oregon State University Foundation. So we are an asset of the university. So we're an extension of Oregon State as well. So a lot of people don't associate us with Oregon State, but we are one of the three for-profit foundation assets that that is owned by the OSU Foundation. So we're very happy to do everything we can for men's and women's golf here at Oregon State and keep it going. A couple years ago, which was really cool to see, we were one of the only three programs in the country to have both men and women make it to the regionals and nationals. So that was pretty cool to see at Oregon State. Well, and we feel pretty honored that we're doing what we can to help facilitate their programs.
Oh, no question. And now, obviously, with the changes that have gone on, the Pac-12 dissolved and is trying to be reinvented. How has, you know, we hear all about football and basketball and the big NIL money, all of those sorts of things. But how is that affecting a program like a golf program? And Oregon State has, you know, had a number been getting to NCAA regionals. We've seen some of their players get to the tour level as professionals. How has that affected what the program is still able to do moving forward? And the other piece of that is, in the NIL world, obviously, most of these golfers have amateur status. That actually means something in the world of golf. Are they able to take, you know, partake of the NIL and some of the sponsorship resources available, or do they simply have to be complete amateurs if they want to keep that amateur status?
No, I think, you know, anymore now, NIL is available for golf as well. You have to probably get more involved with that with John Rehorn and Don Shockley, the golf coaches at Oregon State, more involved there, because we don't really have any involvement with their programs other than supplying the facilities for them. But it is, you see it out there. It is a hard thing to do to, you know, anymore. And I don't think it's just men's and women's golf. It's every sport and across the board for Oregon State. It's always going to be a challenge, but whatever you can do to help develop players and golfers and give them the resources to become better players, that's the big thing they're looking for. And our practice facilities are right up there with some of the best in the country now. That when Dan Hixon came in and remodeled our golf course in 2016 and 17, that was one of the key focuses of creating a better, more high energy, high impact practice facilities for these golf programs to get the players to come in so they can elevate their games to the next level and give them that opportunity. And that's what we've done with the remodel and the design of the practice facility. So that is what we can do for them. After that, my hands are off on when it comes to NIL and what we can do for them to, you know, give them the resources. So I don't have an answer on that one, but other than we're just giving them the best experience they can to make their games better.
Chatting here with Sean Airey, who's been a PGA professional since 1988. You've been down at Trysting Tree for 30 years now as the head pro, the Oregon Chapter PGA Player of the Year in 2010 and 2011. So still, you speak from experience when you get into instruction and helping everybody out. I know you have, in addition to the actual golf teams, a lot of the athletes at Oregon State, football players, basketball players, volleyball players, have gotten into the game of golf through your tutelage. What's it been like when you get a Division I athlete, somebody that's truly athletically gifted? How is the transition when they want to take up the game?
Yeah, I've had a number of the, you know, athletes come through here when I got here in 92. Brent Berry was one of the first guys that was out here on a regular basis, and everybody knows Bones.
But, Bones.
Brent was a regular fixture out here. It's been a long history of, you know, a lot of these kids come through and become golfers outside of their sport, and we have a resource for them. And that's one of the things when we built Trysting Tree Golf Club in the 80s, Nat Justina had a vision for the university and for this community of Corvallis when he built it to help elevate Oregon State as a university for the students and for the athletes and the community of Corvallis. So it has helped in that regard. And then since NIL has kind of come through, we've kind of created a program with the athletes, the varsity athletes for all the programs, that now that we can't compromise the athlete or the program by giving them free golf or anything like that, which we had to be very careful for doing anything in the previous times before NIL came around. Now we're able to do something like that. And a couple of years ago when Jonathan was coaching for us at Oregon State, and incidentally, Jonathan Smith was a football player at Oregon State who worked for me in the summer, his freshman and sophomore year. And then behind him was Derek Anderson following his footsteps.
I've seen
and
Derek.
So
he can rip
DA
it.
He spent a lot of time in here in the pro shop on Mondays after football games. So we've had a lot of experience with the athletes. You know, baseball has been a big following. Darwin Barney and Mitch Canham and all those guys back in the 07, 08 teams that were so great. They spent all their per diem money on Monday after they made the road trips and came out and played golf on Mondays, rented cars and played as much golf as they could. So the golf course has been a great resource. And now that we can do things for the athlete, it has now been, you know, those guys are coming out on a regular basis, on a space available basis. They get to play golf out here. And now it's become quite a community of getting these kids. And a few years ago, when Jonathan came back to Oregon State, he remembered his roots out here and he thought about, let's bring the recruits out here and their families in the summertime when we're recruiting and show them Trysting Tree. And a lot of these kids from the inner city have never seen a golf course before. And next thing you know, they get hooked to the game and they come out here and start to want to really learn the game because they don't get that access and it's affordable to them now. It's not overly expensive when they do it the way we're allowing them to do it. So it's been a good resource for the athletic department as a recruiting tool, as a kind of a bonding tool for the athletes. And then also it's a learning tool for them to give them a resource and a skill that they can take beyond their school and their athletic days and in whatever sport they're in.
Well, no question. And whether or not they make it to the professional ranks or they continue in the sport in some fashion, you know that golf is going to be involved in fundraising and networking and celebrity sorts of things for them. So certainly a good skill to have. The other piece of the puzzle for fans, for Beaver fans, you own and run your own pro shop. You've won awards for that, but you're able to do some signature sorts of things. So if Beaver fans love playing golf, they need to venture down there because you have some specialty items maybe for Beaver fans that you're not going to find anywhere else.
Yeah, my son, Hogan, he's kind of following my footsteps and hopefully taking over for me here in the next year or two, keeping the tradition going at this pro shop and the golf course. But he's changed the way we market the pro shop and our Beaver, and we have a Beaver golfer, which we call our walking Beaver, but we call him Birdie now, and he's kind of got a nickname, Birdie Beaver, the golfer, golfing Beaver. And so it's our new logo. It's not the Oregon State Beaver, but we're kind of symbolic too, obviously, with the school, and it represents Trysting Tree. And there's a lot of neat things we're doing here. Corvegas is another nickname that we have in Corvallis, and my son's kind of, you know, use that line and created some merchandising around the Corvegas theme with the Beaver, the Birdie Beaver too, as well. So it's, we're having some fun with it, and he's making things a lot more interesting and a lot buying things that, when I look at the invoice, I said, what are you doing? And the next thing I know, 12 pieces went out in the first week. I said, okay, you know what you're doing, so I'll let you keep going. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. Now, are those things, is there an online piece to that, or do you need to come down and play around and then go in the golf shop and take advantage of it there?
You know, that's from old school to new school. My son's a new school. I'm the old school. So I do it the old school way, but he's working on the process now of going into online purchasing. We haven't quite established it yet, but we are working on that model at this point to where we can take a dozen pieces that he's developing and then putting that on an online basis. So we're getting close. We're not there yet, but we're almost there.
Hopefully in time for that Christmas shopping for the Beaver golfer and the family there. As for the course itself, obviously hosting one of the premier local amateur events, you're getting ready for an NCAA regional next year. For those that want to come down, and that's a nice thing, open to the public, get your tee times early. But for people coming down, how has the course been? How has this year, especially this year of predictable, no extreme temperature or weather issues? This has been one of the mildest, most controlled years weather-wise, I think I can imagine. And most courses are as dialed in as they've been in maybe the last 5 years.
Yeah, our golf course is always in tremendous shape. Pat Doran, who's our superintendent, he's been here since the course opened in '88. He has absolutely a perfect pulse to the golf course. So it is playing really firm, really fast right now. And it's a lot of fun. This golf course, we get kind of a bad reputation of saying it's pretty wide open and pretty benign and pretty easy. But you give us a week to 2 weeks and we can turn the screws up a little bit and tighten it up. And the golf course no longer becomes a cupcake facility. I like to tell people we actually design the golf course and run the golf course 51 weeks out of the year or 52 weeks out of the year if we don't have a tournament for the general public so that they can enjoy the round. And the pace of play is always a very good, solid 4:15, around 4 hours, 4:15, even on a day when we're doing 275 to 300 rounds of golf. But when we have a big event coming up like next May, we're going to have some time to grow in the rough and do some things to the golf course we normally don't do. We've had the opportunity to do it about four or five times over the past 35 plus years. And when we do that, this golf course no longer represents what Trysting Tree is on a day-to-day basis. I have a great story to tell you back in 2000 and 2001 that you'll probably find some humor too. We hosted the 2001 NCAA regionals for both men and women on back-to-back weekends in May in 2001. And so in 2000, we did a preview tournament, and we invited quite a few really good, strong teams in the West Coast and a few on the East Coast. And it was in September. And in September, our roughs go dormant, and they're really, there's not much rough out here on the golf course. There's basically brown rough and dried out grass. So, and it was pretty wide open and easy to play. And we had a team called at BYU come in, and there's a son of a pretty famous golfer that came out to watch his son play. And I'm in my office, and knock, 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 and it's Johnny Miller. And he makes pokes his head in, and he says, "Are you the head pro?" And I go, "Yes, I am." And he said, "Well, I'm Johnny Miller." And I said, "Well, I'm undeniable there."
Got that.
And he goes, "Well, this is a blueprint of how any public golf course facility should be built and made and maintained. This is absolutely a perfect golf course. Everything about it is just what anybody that needs to do a golf course in, this is how it should be done." And I said, "Well, thank you for the compliment." Fast forward 9 months, we have a very wet May, and we are growing the rough up. The fescue's ankle high, if not higher, and it's so thick that you can't find your golf ball in it in half the time. So he comes back in, and he looks at me and knocks on my door, and he says, "I don't know what you guys did to your golf course, but it's totally unfair." He said, you can't find your golf ball. He said, "The U.S. Open, the British Open, you can't, you know, they don't even do what you guys did to your golf course." And I go, "Well, to be fair to it, Mr. Miller," I go, "you know, our fairways are 30 yards wide, and we had 10-yard bumpers between the fescue and the fairway, so you got 50 yards to put the ball in play." I said, if you think that's unfair," I said, "Ches Reavie shot 67 and Matt Jones shot 65 from Arizona State, so I think the golf course is fair." It happened to be his son shot 89 or 92 that day, so he wasn't too happy. But I get comments about when we have the golf course set up that way, what'll happen is, you know, my customers will come in here and they say, "Well, I'll come back when the rough's cut down."
There you go.
You know, and so if you want to challenge yourself and you really want to find out, next May would be a fun time to come out and play Tristan Tree, because we won't have it to that extreme. I think the next year or the year after, we had the Pac-12 championships and we dialed it down a little bit. And I think Pat figured out the perfect height for our roughs to where it's still not a penalty, but it's you're not going to get it on the putting surface from the rough, and it's still findable, very playable. But we had a very wet spring that year in 2001, and we lost control or any way of mowing it down. But it was quite a funny thing to hear Johnny Miller give us a praise and then a rip. Yeah. So,
Sean Airey, the longtime PGA head professional down at Tristan Tree. If people want to learn more about it, make a tee time, what's the best way to go about doing that?
Well, we have online, you go on to TristanTree.com and you can log on there and set up an account and then get a tee time. We do 7 days in advance. We're a very busy golf course, all the time, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, but we can always find room for you. And it's still a fun and enjoyable golf course. The greens are running about 13 right now, 13 and a half probably today with a little bit of breeze. So it'll be, they're kind of slick out there.
There we go. Well, they should be enjoying it. Should be ideal conditions down there, low 80s for temperature, not much breeze. So good luck to all the competitors. See if they can chase Colin down this afternoon. Sean Airey, thank you so much for the stories and for your time. And we look forward to seeing you down the road.
Anytime, Jason. Thanks for the time.
There you go. Sean Airey, PGA head professional down at Tristan Tree, hosting. They'll host an NCAA regional next year. Should be a fun time. And boy, if you want to see the next crop of golfers to possibly be making the tour, should be a lot of fun to go down. We'll come back. Some final thoughts on the AIG Women's Open there and how they can boost, get more out of the current boon and ride the wave of women's professional sports. And we'll update you on the Junior PGA Championship just wrapped up, a local golfer there in the top 10. We come down the stretch. It's Golf in the Northwest on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
The-
This is Golf in the Northwest on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
Wrapping things up here, Sports Saturday boys will take over for us at the top of the hour. Get you all geared into NFL season to recap the Major League trade deadline. Schulte, your Mariners seem to have found a little magic, so they'll get into that.
Well, you got the good vibes back.
They did get the good vibes back.
Excited to talk about that.
Yes, J.P. Crawford with a walk-off last night, and maybe, just maybe, this will be the year for the Mariners. We mentioned the Junior PGA Championship was going on this week. After this, they will pick out the Junior Ryder Cup team. There were a couple of spots. The top two get automatic berths in. There's still a wild card. Charlie Woods was getting headlines. He was up there near the top of the leaderboard, but did not have a good final round, three over 74. And fell back to a tie for ninth. But our local player, Drew Woolworth, out of Lake Oswego, 10 under par. He finished solo eighth. He is going to be headed to the University of Georgia after his high school career is done there at Lake Oswego. The defending 6A boys state champion. He has had quite summer, winning events all over the place, but won the local chapter, the Junior PGA down at the OGA course. They were playing the Burke Boilermaker Golf Complex out there in West Lafayette, Indiana. London Esterline of Kansas, your winner, ran away with it 19 under par. But it'll be interesting to see for Drew if there are Walker Cups, Curtis Cups, Junior Ryder Cups in his future, as he has been a young prodigy here we have been following. And hopefully maybe he'll get a break in the schedule. We'll see if we might be able to catch up with him before the summer is over. Quick check of the leaderboard. Miyu Yamashita still on top for the women in their final major, 10 under par, three shots clear of Andrea Lee, A-Lim Kim, and Rio Takeda there, who are still on the course playing the back nine now. This will be on NBC starting at 9. Last year, they had to do some juggling around with Lottie Woad. They stuck it on CNBC, and some of the women were asked, what does the LPGA Tour with a new commissioner now need to do in order to put this product on a better platform?
I mean, I just think, you know, more investment into us, I would say. Network TV, anything that kind of pushes us forward, that's always going to help. But I think we're trending in a great direction, but kind of, in a sense, never being content, always trying to push forward.
And they got to undo, their TV rights are tied into the PGA Tour. And so with Golf Channel, they're always going to be after not only the PGA Tour, but the Champions Tour. And so they need to find their own way that puts them on their own platform, whether it's more early round coverage on ESPN Plus or another affiliate like that. They need to find ways to push things out there. You need to, there's some sports where you need to be able to trip over it. The MLS figured this out. They went all to Apple TV. I don't think they like it in terms of exposure. While the money might be better, the fact that you could see the Timbers in the League's Cup matches on FS1 on Wednesday, again tonight, late night, you're going to get a lot more random eyeballs looking for sports coverage. If it is easy to find for sports like this, you got to make that happen. And I think that's one thing. The early round coverage, Thursday and Friday rounds, they're not tape delayed. They're not on stream only, those sorts of things. You got to allow people easy access, easy to find, and stick it on a screen in front of them. And I hope they do that because it's such a great product, and it will be here in just a couple of weeks for the Portland Classic out at Columbia Edgewater. We'll have more on that after they get back from across the pond. That'll do it for us here on this Saturday afternoon. We'll be back next Saturday. Thanks again to Schulte. He'll be in with the boys coming up next. Joe and Rashad out there waiting to get in. We'll see what they want to dig into. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Thanks again to Sean Airy down at Trysting Tree for taking some time for us as well. That'll do it. Until then, I'm Jason. Hit 'em straight.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.